any secret that me and Mark invited you to this power launch because you are a finalist to fill in the third seat of What Y'all's Like. It's no secret. I mean,
and congratulations for that.
Congratulations to that. And we don't just take anybody to Derek's Discount Dungeon Dogs. This is a special place to us,
mm-hmm.
and we're pretty excited to have you here.
Well, so welcome.
Well, I've been listening to you guys for a long time, and I don't know. I think you guys have a lot to say.
We do. We say a lot. That's very true.
Pretty much endless. Yeah.
We just talk and talk and talk and talk.
This is a 6-hour show. We'd have 6 hours worth of words.
We talk and talk and talk until really the sound of my own voice just drills into my temple.
Does it ever?
It's pretty impressive. And I go home with pounding migraines every night.
Yeah.
But yeah, we noticed that you were a big fan of the show. Certainly, that was a draw for us because we kind of want somebody who can kind of feel our vibe. If you know what I'm saying.
Did you guys get the airplane message?
We did, and Mark liked it. I was a little creeped out.
Our secretary passed it along. Yeah. A little weird. But we appreciate the effort, certainly.
I was a little creeped out, but, you know, we can handle creepy. Creepy is something we can work with, you know, creepy.
We've got gloves, we work with it, we shape it.
Creepy and comedy both start with C's.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot in comedy.
And in Y. It's endless.
The middle doesn't even matter.
No.
The letters in the middle.
I live with a chicken too.
Well, that's that'll help.
Your application.
Yeah,
chicken.
That's
you
very unique quality.
A lot of source for comedy, or just eating.
Well, we're all about the wacky roommate stories, you know. And we thought you could really cover angle.
Got some stories.
Yeah,
the chicken. You know, it's an endless spotter right there.
Came home, it packed up your pillow or something like that.
Something
you know,
crazy like doesn't put away its dishes, or does a chicken even use dishes?
Yeah, you know? It's had macaroni and cheese sitting on the stove for months.
Tensions rising. We don't even know.
Right.
You know, these are all things that hopefully you know could foray into our talking segment into really funny anecdotes. And so we're basically just going to ask you a couple questions. We want to get a feel for your personality. Do you need another dungeon dog?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At least one.
Derek,
more.
Can I get a truckload of dungeon dogs? It's really cool to bring little wagons over and bring it to your table full of dogs.
It's a great place to get here.
Oh, Derek.
He's got a bit of an attitude, Derek, though, and a hump. But, you know, I wouldn't even mind the attitude so much but if the hump wasn't so distracting.
Yeah. I don't know. He used to cover it, but he's feeling free and easy, I guess.
They've got this whole, pay $1 extra, and you can actually stand down at the end. He'll roll the dog down off his hump to you into your mouth. It's one of those things I'm not sure you can...
You got to do it once,
right.
I think, and when you come to Derek's, but just once,
because,
you know, you're pretty much sick for a couple of days. First question, we just got a couple short questions. We don't want you to feel any pressure.
Please, first thing that comes off the top of your head,
seriously,
you know, don't wait, evaluate.
Is that you answer as yourself, not try to put on any charades or try to impress us or tell us what we want to hear, because we really want to find out who the real you are.
Okay.
Okay. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is green.
You're not answering fast enough, man. Well, this is going to maybe cause a problem.
Dead air is killer. That's a huge problem.
We have a limited amount of time. And if you don't just start saying the answers off the
top
of your
head, you may have heard. We've got a lot of words that we speak. That's going to be a problem.
Maybe we'll just take that as a warm-up.
I'll do better. Do
okay.
Next,
okay.
Next question.
We'll just take that as a warm-up. You know, maybe we just need to.
Okay. Okay. How do you feel about horses?
Not fast enough. See,
where are you? Where are you?
Really got to pick
I'm
up
hanging
slack
out
on
here.
That kind of thing.
I'm on an island floating a coconut across the sea.
Running out of
help. Somebody.
Rations.
Somebody.
He's going to starve and drown, man. And you left him there. So
okay,
we're not doing too good right now, but maybe we're just gonna.
There's a lot of space left on this form.
Right. Dead air again.
You didn't ask a question.
I don't know.
Do I have to do everything?
You didn't even look at me.
That's our next question. Do we have to do everything?
Yeah. All right. Well, it's not over yet.
Okay. We just gotta wipe the slate clean here. One of those tabula rasas. You know, clean slate here.
Okay.
You got no strikes against you because we like you.
Thanks.
Maybe you were thinking about your Derek Dungeon.
That's entirely possible.
And
Derek and the hump.
And the hump, and you were a little distracted.
Mm-hmm. That's understandable.
Maybe your reflexes will start to pick up.
Tell us a funny story about your belly button.
My belly button, some people think it's large enough to eat cereal out of.
Uh-huh.
I've never actually tried it, but I was thinking about it.
I thought that was pretty good.
That's not
that was pretty good. Cereal out of the belly button. These are things
And you've got this reference to people. You know, there's these people out there, you know, this gang of fun-loving people who are just kind of implied there. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
We're out there thinking about your belly button.
I know people. I know chickens, but I know people, too.
Well, we'd like to include all of our demographics. So mm-hmm. we want somebody who knows chickens and people because, you know, everybody listens to what Jello's like.
And then there's this fantastic image that's created with these people who are hanging out at your apartment with the chicken. You know, everybody's just sitting around on the couch watching the game.
Okay.
That's good image. That's sound like that. All right.
I'm going to ask the next question.
Go for it.
We live for us in sparkling detail. One of your more painful childhood memories.
Well, I captured these tadpoles in a jar. And I put them in a fishbowl, and I wanted to keep them like fish, and I fed them saltine crackers.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back in later, and they had turned red because they couldn't breathe in the water. And I got really, really upset, and I cried because I didn't want these tadpoles to die, you know.
And did they?
They hadn't died at that point.
No, they were just struggling. They were like bumping suffering. Against the
they
glass.
They can turn red and not die?
Yeah, I don't.
I wish I could do that. Yeah. Well, I mean, I could turn red, but I wish like a notably different color, you know.
So they got better.
No, well, I went in crying and asked my dad to take him back down to the creek, and he did.
Wow.
See, so it's, you know, it ends on a lighter note.
That has this whole air of nobility about it, though, you know.
I noticed you took your shirt off to kind of mock the squirming of the wounded tadpoles. That's funny. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it's not. And it's a great detail, and we like details. But I don't know necessarily that it's going to really come across on the air.
Cheerios, even.
We're appropriate for Derek's.
Small little ones. But
My philosophy on radio is that I want to make, you know, the people doing the show with me, I want to be doing a show for them at the same time as I'm doing. It's like a show within a show, and then in my mind there's something completely else running too.
See, I like that. It's very important to me though that if you're going to talk about your philosophy on radio, that you drop a reference to a famous philosopher to show that we read books, because
that's
very important.
That or ass.
Yes.
Those are your basic two options when you're relaying an anecdote to the crowd.
And if you can do the ass of a famous philosopher,
it's money.
Yes.
It was Kant.
Kant will do.
Kant had a nice ass.
He had a nice ass.
Okay,
we're rolling here. We're looping it up. Everything's
crowd
getting
goes
a little
wild.
Lubricant, a little moist. Now, you were mentioning before, really interested me. You really strive for the total satisfaction of the listening audience and us, your fellow...
And myself.
And yourself. You notice you're doing a show for the audience, then another one for us, but then you mentioned something... An entirely different show going on in your head. That really fascinates me. How could you manage to juggle all three at once? It seems like a tall order to ask of any performer.
Well, I have actually... my brain is divided into three hemispheres. Well, I guess if there's three, they wouldn't actually be hemispheres. They'd be tremispheres. That's probably not real, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like one section of my brain is, you know, the show... Another section is the here and now in the studio, and the third one is dedicated to this continuing play. It's like a theater experience in my head all the time. It's actually been running over about 6 years, this show.
That's excellent. The important question now is Kevin Spacey in this play?
He was in it for a while. But he got
he's
a big offer from
understudy.
A studio.
Okay.
Yeah,
did it's Christopher Walken make an appearance?
Christopher Walken, he does a voiceover, but you never actually see his face. But you know it's Christopher Walken.
You know
it's him because of
the
voice and his creepy teeth.
Anyone a feline at any point? Tail,
no.
Ears? No.
Okay. Well, no, there's tails and ears, but not in reference to any real animal. Just
vestigial tail.
Yeah.
Ooh, now, that's good.
That is funny right
yes.
there. That's
yes.
That's a vein of comedy that is waiting to be tapped into. Now, I'm curious, when Kevin Spacey left the production, did you mentally shut down for a couple of days while finding a replacement, or was it kind of a seamless flow?
No, I created a new one pretty much instantly.
Maybe that's one of the wonders of having a play in your head, I would think.
You can do whatever you want. I mean, it's not even, there's not a script, really.
An improvised play in his head at all times.
See, it would be very good, though, if you could drop the name of a famous player just to show that we read plays, that we're very literate.
And then make a biting comment on his ass.
Right.
Tennessee Williams.
Tennessee Williams' ass. Tennessee Williams was known to have an ass.
I think he had an ass.
All right. We're getting somewhere.
We are getting somewhere.
Do you feel like we're getting somewhere?
You know, we strayed from the questions, but I really feel like we're getting down to the heart of the matter here.
Well, you know, it's improv. We're willing to move.
I'll tell you what. Normally, I would save this kind of thing for negotiations, but I got to say right now, I like this guy, Mark.
Do you?
I like Matt. I'm not even threatened by the fact that his name is Matt also.
That's going to pose a challenge, but, you know, if there's an up, you know, we can overcome that down, if you know what I'm saying.
We have one more question, I guess. This really seals the deal in our minds in a lot of ways.
Got the ribbon ready to go.
Do you like milkshakes?
I love them with all my heart.
I'm vanilla. Tearing up. Can you see this?
Vanilla's good. Mm-hmm. Like milkshakes actually play a huge role in the play inside my head.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually a milkshake god of sorts.
He's kind of a Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm. And he... Mm-hmm. Hey, Derek, can you get me another dungeon dog?
We're not looking for the hump.
Oh. Yeah. No. The hump just smiled at me.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You're doing amazing things with humps these days.
Ow!
He's bleeding milkshakes.
Oh.
I swear, I don't know. I feel like Eddie Murphy right now in The Golden Child. Matt, being said Golden Child...
I wasn't going to tell you guys that until I got in. I wanted to get in on my own merits and not my...
Derek, can I get an empty glass?
Yeah, my here, feet of me.
Wow.
It's enough to go around, Mark.
Wow. Creepy, disturbing. Look at this. Wow, all right. Yeah.
I'm getting a strawberry transfusion next week.
I don't like strawberry.
Oh, well, chocolate
just,
then.
You know, keep it left side of your body.
Wow. So am I in?
Well, we're definitely going to have you on the show Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday. seeing oh, as God. Eric hasn't officially been taken off the show,
I want to talk to you guys about that, too. Now that I'm in. I ran into Eric a few weeks ago.
Really? How's he doing?
After he did his last show. Well, now he's dead.
Spending a little while dead.
Yeah, a little while, maybe more than a little while.
Ooh,
I didn't kill. Well, I did kill him because I thought it'd probably be a lot easier for me to get on the show that way.
Yeah, you were really interested in getting on the show, so you figured if Eric was permanently out of commission, then
yeah. Are you guys cool with that?
Well, I'll tell you, it's kind of like a curveball.
Yeah,
thrown at us.
Because I figured, like, every week we could just pour out a milkshake to our dead homie, Eric.
Yeah, I'm going to throw out a few words and just see where you go with them. murder, accessory,
After the fact.
Yeah. Brown.
Corduroys.
Yeah. Throwing stuff.
You guys don't have to worry about anything. I mean... I got it all taken care of.
Oh, well, that's enough for me.
I thought ahead.
Here I am thinking, Eric's dead outside, like, in our sedan. Or what gels like sedan, but...
Wait, you guys aren't taping this, are you?
Taping is
this
so, like...
On the air?
Taping is so vague a term, really.
Oh, sure. There's scotch, masking,
electrical...
Man,
audio, broadcast across all of East Central Illinois.
So basically, I just confessed my entire crime to the listening population. Actually, this might be my last show. I might be in jail after tonight, and then I can
really
tell you what
just
jail is like.
Creating the ultimate paradox.
Mm.
We really wanted to just test you in the fire, trial by fire, if you will. You know what I mean? That way we can do some hardcore market research and gauge the audience's reaction. I guess we didn't expect you to have killed our co-host at Earth, but
That wasn't on the list.
I mean, I really had plan B and C, but this has got to be somewhere near K or L.
I can recommend a good chicken.
I'm a little scared.
Hmm.
A little scared, but I'm going to go with my gut here because that's important to do. But I'm going to go with my gut and say I still like this guy.
Okay. Can I go with your gut?
I want you to go with my gut. I want you to grab a hold of my gut.
Okay.
And try to keep up.
Okay.
I mean, it's balls.
Installed.
Major steel balls clanking together.
Mm-hmm.
And I admire that kind of thing on a candidate, I got to say. I mean.
Okay. All right. Well, we have him on the show for this 1 week. We see how it goes. And we decide at the end what we're going to do with him exactly.
Yeah. Oh, and how do you feel about Lawrence Welk? He's another co-host of our show, the rotting corpse of Lawrence Welk. He sits over in the corner.
Hey, just as long as he doesn't mess with me, you know, I won't bother him.
Lawrence is a pretty aggressive guy.
He stays out of my way. I mean,
yeah, there's a possibility.
I've got an explosive temper.
Wow, Lawrence has had the hump set up for for several minutes now.
Yeah.
He's putting him away.
It's kind of weird how Derek just sticks the hot dogs into his rotting, gaping holes on his chest cavity.
Well, he's got phenomenal aim off that hump, you know. Just roll them and, you know.
Look at those maggots go to work on the dungeon dogs.
They didn't even miss a beat, really.
I don't want to watch it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to divert my gaze.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, assuming that, you know, Lawrence hasn't really piped up, so I'm assuming he's cool with it.
Mm-hmm. All right, how about we get into the studio and see how you do on the air?
Hey, I'm all for that.
All
right. Okay, thanks again, guys, really.
No problem, man. Yeah, another Diet Coke?
Just don't mess up.
Ever.
Okay.
Ever.
All right.
Seriously, ever.
No.
Ever, once, even, ever.
Yeah, okay.
Ever.
All right.
God, that hump.